Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening now. A short while ago, Reed Bannister dropped by Ruth Wayne's big sister's house. Perhaps Dr. Carville told him that he had called John in New York that afternoon to ask him about Diane, and that John had refused to talk to Ruth. Or perhaps Reed sensed by himself that Ruth was all unnerved. In any case, he sat down at the piano soon after he arrived.
Oh, Reed, it's awfully good to have some music here again. Besides, Nettie and Hope will be coming over later.
Oh, I didn't know that. Want me to go?
Oh, no, not until they come. I'm not sure what time that'll be. Eddie works until quite late.
All right, Ruth. Trouble there?
What makes you ask that?
Oh, I know you've been worried about the two of them. And I met Nettie for a minute last night. He was on his way over here, all jittery.
Oh, well, I think that particular crisis is over. I hope so.
But there'll be others.
Aren't there always for everyone?
Yes, I suppose so.
Reed, I don't want to talk about Nettie and Hope. I want to talk about you.
My favorite subject. Go right ahead.
No, I'm serious, Reed. It's something we've gone over before. How much longer you're going to stay on here in Glen Falls? When you're going back to the medical center?
Why are you so interested, Ruth? Why do you want to know?
Why? You know very well why. Because I feel a great sense of responsibility. It was out of loyalty to John, affection to Dr. Carville, that you came here in the first place.
And do you have to assume responsibility for that?
Yes. Because, in a way, I know you came here because of me, too.
That's right.
Well, I don't feel right about it. It bothered me all along, and it's been bothering me even more lately. I think you should go back. And as soon as possible.
I'm afraid it's too late.
What do you mean?
I've already made up my mind. Decided I'm not going back to the medical center. That I'm going to stay on here in Glen Falls.
But why, Reed?
Because I want to stay. Because I like it here. And for Dr. Carville's sake, for your sake, and for my own, principally my own, I'm going to stay. Do you think that's reason enough?
Yes, Reed, I suppose it is. I suppose it is.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. Now, let's go to New York, to the one-room apartment on Washington Square where John Wayne has been staying since he moved out of the High Towers Hotel. There was a knock on the door a minute ago, and John didn't answer it. But now it comes again, more imperatively, and finally.
Oh, Steele.
Hello, Doc. How are you?
Is that why you come down here to ask me how I am?
No, partly. I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Can I come in?
Oh, I suppose so.
Thanks. Ah, pretty nice place you got here. A little small, but nice.
Not quite like your penthouse.
No. How'd you know I had a penthouse?
I didn't. Just had a feeling that you would have.
Mm-hmm. Duplex, two stories, over by the river. You'll have to come over sometime.
Why?
Because I think you'd like it. Because I want you to come. I like space, Doc. Lots of room. This place here give me the willies after a while. I guess it's all right for somebody who likes to be alone a lot.
It is, except that an awful lot of people seem to drop in unexpectedly when they're not wanted.
All right, lay off, Doc. Will you stop riding me? You ought to know by now you can't get me mad. You can't get rid of me either, till I'm good and ready to go.
Then I suppose I might just as well make the best of this.
Attaboy. You know, Doc, you don't look so good.
Don't I?
Nope. green around the gills. You look tired. You know, I'm going out of town tomorrow. It's one of the reasons I dropped in. I thought maybe you want to come with me.
Come where?
Well, one of my business associates has a place down on Long Island. Big place. Pretty nice, too. A beach, pool, tennis courts, you know. I'm driving down tonight. What do you say you come down there with me? Do you a lot of good?
Thanks, Steele. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Look, will you tell me something, Steele? Why do you keep after me, keep coming to see me when I'm always deliberately rude to you?
I don't know. I guess I must have a thick skin, Doc.
Oh.
I never mind. And besides, I like you. First of all, because you did me a good turn. Diagnosed that gallbladder thing of mine when nobody else could. And second, well, you always give me something to think about.
For instance?
Well, it's time with the gallbladder. Psychogenic, is that right?
Yes.
Well, I told my regular doc about it. And I looked it up. It comes from the mind. It kind of bothered me a little.
The Iron Man discovering he's got an Achilles heel, huh?
That's right. You know, I'm a pretty tough guy. I'm never sick, eat anything, drink anything, never worry about anything. I figure nothing can ever touch me. Then all of a sudden, bam, there I am, all doubled up on the floor.
Frightening, isn't it? Proves that you can never really get away from yourself, from your own mind. If there's something wrong, it'll show itself somewhere, somehow. There's a whole new school of medicine based on that theory, psychosomatic medicine.
No kidding.
Hmm?
You know what I keep wondering, Doc, is how's it going to hit you? Or has it already?
What do you mean?
I mean, how is what's wrong with you going to show itself?
That's enough, Steele. I think you'd better go.
All right, Doc. Sorry you won't come down to the country with me.
Steele.
Hmm?
Look, you've often said that you wanted to do something for me. There's something that you can do if you want to.
Just name it.
Well, I've gone through the money that I brought with me, and I don't want to draw on my Glen Falls account. Could you lend me some?
How much?
Oh, I don't know. Say 200.
What, are you kidding?
Well, if that's too much,
too much. Make it a grand. 2 grand.
No, no. Just 200 if you're sure you can spare it.
Oh, yeah. And look, Doc, don't get the idea that I think I'm breaking you down just because you're a little short of cash. Money don't mean anything. Not a thing in the world. When you got it.
Back to Glen Falls, to Ruth Wayne, Big Sister's living room. Nettie came in just a few minutes ago, and now Reed Bannister is looking at his watch and saying,
Later than I thought. Guess I'll be running along.
Oh, Reed, you sure you don't want to stay just a little longer?
Yeah, Hope will be along any minute now. As a matter of fact, I thought she'd be here before I was.
Thanks, Nettie, but I gotta get up very early tomorrow. Besides, I've got a feeling you have family matters to talk over.
No, we haven't, Dr. Bannister. Honest.
Well, I think I'll run along anyway. Thanks for a very pleasant evening, Ruth.
Thank you for coming, Reed. I'll see you in the morning.
Right.
My best to Hope, Nettie.
Oh, thanks, Doctor. Good night.
Good night.
Gee, he's a swell guy. Why couldn't John have been like that?
Nettie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. It just kind of slipped out. What I meant was, I just never felt right when I was with John. I always felt he was kind of putting up with me because I was your brother. With Reed,
you're only going to make it worse, Nettie. Somehow you and John just never got along. But he's gone now, and we don't have to worry about that anymore, so let's just forget it, eh?
Okay, Ruth. What did he mean when he said that we probably had family matters to talk over?
Reed? Oh, well, he met you last night when you were on your way over here, do you remember? And he noticed that you were pretty upset.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, oh, that's all over with. Finished for good. You remember what you said this afternoon when I met you? When I was kind of worried about telling Hope about the garage, that it was sold?
Yes, Nettie, I remember.
Well, it was just wonderful the way she took it. She said it was probably a good thing. That we've been doing all this fighting about the garage. Well, now that it's been sold, we could just forget about the whole thing. She meant it, too, Ruth. She wasn't upset even one little bit.
Oh, Nettie, that's wonderful. I'm awfully glad.
I've been walking on air. The way things turned out, it was worth all the worrying and heartaches. It was tough. Awful tough putting my foot down the way I did. Showing her she couldn't push me around all the time. But now I think we really are adjusted, Ruth.
I told you it took time, Nettie. It's something every young married couple has to go through.
I know. I know. I told you a couple of times before this that everything was going to be okay. Well, this time I mean it. This time... Oh, there must be hope now.
Well, I'll get it. Oh, sounds as if she's in a hurry.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Hope. Come on in.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Thanks. Oh, I'm awfully sorry I'm late. But something happened, and I just couldn't get over before this.
What, Hope? What happened?
Don't look so worried, Nettie. It's not anything bad. It's something good. Wonderful. It was a registered letter about my uncle. He just died, and he left me $5,000.
What?
Yes, $5,000, our very own. Oh, don't just stand there, Nettie. Say something. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, yeah, Hope. Sure. Sure is wonderful. Terrific.
Standing there with the two young people, Ruth catches the note of uneasiness in her brother's voice, a reflection of the uneasiness she feels herself about this mysterious stroke of good fortune. Now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.